Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we get more details about the technical cooperation agreement signed recently between Jamaica and South Africa. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. The government of Jamaica has signed an agreement with the South African government for the promotion and strengthening of bilateral relations in sports. Minister with responsibility for sport, Nathalie Nita Headley, inked the agreement with South African Minister of Sports, Fikile Mbalula, while attending the 20th Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland in July. Under the agreement, both countries will facilitate visits by high-level sports officials, mutual participation in international festivals and championships held in either country, support between sports federations and associations, and cooperation in anti-doping. It will also facilitate mutual participation in sport and sports science, cooperation in sports medicine, as well as the exchange of information, training, and technical knowledge. In a statement released after the signing of the agreement, Minister Nita Headley expressed satisfaction with the terms of cooperation outlined, stating that the agreement reflected the similar vision for sports shared by both countries. She adds that she is looking forward to the opportunities for economic and social development that will be generated under the agreement. Commenting on the technical agreement, General Manager of the Sports Development Foundation, Denzel Wilkes, says persons should not overlook the significance of an agreement of this nature.
Well, the country is, in fact, a first world country. I think many of us don't realize that it is a highly developed and industrialized country. And so, to sign a sporting agreement, apart from the historical connections and all of that, we must recognize that we are talking about a country that without doubt can make significant contribution to the development of Jamaica, and there are so many synergies.
He adds that Jamaica stands to gain a great deal of expertise in numerous areas under the agreement.
Immediately it comes to mind that South Africa is on the verge of becoming again the number one cricketing nation, attaining number one status. There's no question that we have benefits. Jamaica as well as the West Indies stands to benefit from that. South Africa is one of the top nations where rugby is concerned. We have a fledgling rugby sporting association here which could benefit significantly as far as that is concerned. South Africa has hosted the Football World Cup. There is much that we could learn as far as that is concerned.
Mr. Wilkes is certain that Jamaica won't only be on the receiving end of the agreement, asserting that the island has much to offer.
We as a country have set the pace in so many areas of sports, not the least of which, of course, is track athletics. And the fact that we had recently Chinese coaches coming and attending G.C. Foster College in order to upgrade their capacity is an indication that not just South Africa, but the world has recognized our prowess and our capacity to contribute. We can contribute as far as track athletics is concerned. We can contribute significantly in the area of netball because they're a netballing nation, but of course we have the distinction of being ranked above them. And so there is little doubt that we could make a contribution as far as that is concerned.
General Manager of the Sports Development Foundation, Denzel Wilkes. In the meantime, cricket enthusiasts are all now rejoicing at the prospect of enjoying night matches at Sabina Park, now that the floodlights are officially up and running. The lights were commissioned into use by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller on August 3 amidst much fanfare and celebration. The lighting project was funded by a US$2.1 million grant from the Government of India. A further grant of US$600,000 was provided by the Tourism Enhancement Fund to complete the overall US$2.7 million project. Work on getting the lights installed started early in April and concluded at the end of July. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to tune in again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.